Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Round two on Capitol Hill. If you're Peter Strzok, you probably feel like that you didn't realize you had scheduled a visit with the proctologist and you were having a root canal on the same day. But that's the way it's turning out for the guy. But look, it's a basic tenet of conservatism. Actions have consequences. And Strzok's actions are now under the microscope of the various committees on Capitol Hill. And he's getting his fair share of abuse. And it's well-deserved. Welcome back. Here we go with hour number two, the Bobby Mac Show, and part two of Peter Strzok versus the world. As he continues to wrap himself in the flag, defend his patriotic actions in saying F Trump, and Trump was a disaster, and he's... the devil incarnate and everything else and all the text messages with Lisa Page. Hour number two of the Bobby Mac Show underway. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is the Ingalls Advantage talk line number for you to join me. 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. In on the text line. Bobby, did you see the clip when told him he didn't give a damn what he thought? Yes, we played that in the first hour, and I'm sure we'll play it again as we proceed along. Bobby Mack, have you heard what caused the emergency, in quotes, at the EIB headquarters? Rush not on today. No, I am not in contact with them. I know that they were having some technical difficulties yesterday, and apparently it blew up into something major today. Rush actually does his show from his own facility in Palm Beach, Florida, via satellite. And I don't know if they had problems with the sat connection or there were equipment problems in the studio or computer problems that could not be fixed in time. I am unaware of that ever having happened before to Limbaugh's show. So they had a last minute fill in host, and I'm assuming they'll get everything squared away by tomorrow. And Rush may have an explanation on his website, rushlimbaugh.com, right? Bobby Mack, countless hearings, numerous witnesses, millions of dollars spent, and nobody has asked one question: what exactly did the Russians do to interfere with our elections that no other nation has done? Fair question. Bobby, did you say extra marital affair? No, I said extra. But, you know, considering the parties involved, my buddy Howie Carr up in Baston, Howie used to be on the same time I am, 1 hour shorter. He's on 3 to 6, I believe, on our sister station, WRKO in Boston. And, you know, I have body shamed Lisa Page for her resemblance to Secretariat. You know, horse faced. It's unkind. I get that. You know, it's sophomoric. But that's what we do. Well, when I got home last night, my baby doll Brenda told me that Howie Carr, all in his show yesterday, he's still on WRKO, but he left the Intercom family. Because he had, I don't know, he had some argument with David Field, who's the president of the company. And you know who's going to win that one. So Howie left Intercom and now syndicates his show throughout New England on numerous other stations, which is not a bad idea. And he's now back. He is heard on WRKO. They picked up his syndicated show. All right. And so Howie yesterday was doing all kinds of. Lisa Page was horsing around with Peter Strzok. Her testimony is expected to be unbridled. You know, it was one after the other. So, you know, you think I'm bad. You think I go beyond the pale. Text messenger, landslide. I think you underestimate the level of voter fraud we'll see from the frantic left, Republicans included. Yeah, although there's an old saying in politics, it's hard to steal a landslide. Okay? Bob, I don't understand why they're going to let Lisa Page testify behind closed doors. She should be strapped to a post and whipped for an hour and then questioned. Bob, check out Bill Maher's Facebook page. Well, no thanks. I could have written it myself. I know what it says. Bobby, Peter Strzok is still employed at the FBI. Well, why in the hell is that? He queried. Bob, I believe the word you all are looking for is deplorables. Yeah, it's better than plebeians, isn't it? Bob, remember when Mark Furman's character, the OJ trial, when Mark Furman's character was impugned by allegations of bias against black people? Strzok has impugned his integrity with his infidelity, bigotry against Southerners, and biased text messages. Bob, Strzok must still have his clearance because he said he may lose it by the end of the day. Wow. Bob, I knew this before, but have come to the conclusion again today that God is the universal leader impatient because I've wanted to hurl lightning bolts at every member of the Democrat committee doing the investigation into Peter Strzok today on TV. They just drive me crazy. Yeah, as expected, you know, they're going to make Strzok and Lisa Page and Comey, they're all going to be poster children for heroes of the left, of the resistance, of the socialist, Marxist, progressive agenda. They're patriotic heroes. Wow. Bobby Mack, Trey was on fire today. Still is, apparently, because they're going through round two right now. In fact, Louie Gohmert, another of my favorites, former judge. Louie Gohmert is a congressman from Texas. He's been on with us before. He's a member of the House Judiciary Committee, and he erupted on Strzok today as well.
Let me tell you, when you have text messages, Mr. Strzok, the way you do, saying the things you did, you'd been better off coming in here and say, look, that was my bias. And you kind of get around to that a little bit when you say, hey, you know, everybody's got political views. Those are called biases, and we all have them. And you have come in here and said, I had no bias. And you do it with a straight face. And I watched you in the private testimony you gave. And I told some of the other guys, he is really good. He's lying. He knows. We know he's lying. And he could probably pass a polygraph.
Point.
It's amazing.
Mr. Chairman.
No, this is my
Mr. Chairman,
time.
I'm sorry.
The Democrats are trying to interrupt him.
Point of order.
No.
The general state is point of order.
A member of this committee just asserted that this witness, who is under oath and a former agent of the FBI, lied. There is no evidence that I ask him to withdraw it.
I do not withdraw it. He is not a member of Congress. It's not a violation of the rule. And just as you have been expressing bias through your members about what a hero
there is not a single person on this committee who has ever characterized a witness.
Gentleman from Rhode Island. Gentleman,
it's my time.
That's a disgrace.
Gentleman from Rhode Island will suspend.
Him. No, the disgrace is what this man has done.
The gentleman from Texas will suspend for a moment.
There is the disgrace. And it won't be recaptured anytime soon because of the damage you've done to the justice system. And I've talked to FBI agents around the country. You've embarrassed them. You've embarrassed yourself. And I can't help but wonder when I see you looking there with a little smirk How many times did you look so innocent into your wife's eye and lie to her about Lisa?
Mr. Chairman,
oh, oh boy.
The credibility of a witness
Shame
is always
Mr.
an
Chairman.
Issue.
Mr.
You,
Chairman, please.
Mr. Chairman, you've got to stop him from telling the truth, Mr. Chairman. He's referencing a real extramarital affair that this witness had with Lisa Page, the former FBI attorney. And Congressman Gohmert cannot be allowed to tell the truth in an open hearing in Congress. So I object. Is that his objection? Louie Gohmert's telling the truth? 16 after 4. Be right back. Here we go again, as if Louie Gohmert didn't give Peter Strzok a hard enough way to go and make the liberal Democrats' heads on the committee explode by bringing up his extramarital affair with Lisa Page. Now Trey Gowdy is back questioning, and let's join him.
And a lot presumptive that there may be something like impeachment, but sir, you got to pick. Which one do you want? I'm either convinced that there's impeachment, I'm convinced what you just read, that there's no there. And the reality, sir, if you look at it, is the fact that I was looking at this with an open mind and saying, I don't know what
actually,
there is.
Agent Strzok, of all the universe of options, that's not the one I picked.
But
of all the universe of options, you looking at something with an open mind is not the one I picked.
But that's the obvious one to conclude from that email.
I'll tell you the one that I picked. The one I picked. And it breaks my heart to say this about an agent for an agency that I have tremendous respect for. You as a counterintelligence officer had no interest in participating in a counterintelligence investigation that was not going to lead to impeachment.
No, sir.
That's how I read it.
Mr.
If
Chairman,
I thought it
Mr.
was
Chairman,
likely,
you are, Mr.
I'd
Chairman,
be there,
you
no
are,
question.
You are assuming
I hesitate
someone else's
in
position.
Part.
Chairman, you're coming to conclusions on someone else's viewpoints in the hearing.
I'm pretty sure it's my time and the general aide's not recognized. I hesitate in part because of my gut sense and concern. There's no big there.
Sir, may I
What
respond?
Were you concerned wasn't there?
Sir, my concern was not knowing, given these allegations, what existed. Whether on the one hand, there was no criminal activity whatsoever, towards the middle, that there were individuals kind of pursuing their own agendas for their own self-enrichment, or on the far end, that there might be an impeachable offense.
Why wouldn't you want to investigate?
May I answer your question?
Well, my question is, why would you not want to investigate that?
Sir, I did want to investigate that. That is not what you're reading. What you are reading is my trying to decide what I want to do with the course of my career and whether to stay as a deputy assistant director in the counterintelligence division, where I have oversight of a wide variety of threats around the globe, or whether I want to remove myself and go work on something in the special counsel's office that is very specific, that is going to take, I don't know how long it was going to take.
Yeah, impeachment.
Well, to your point,
Agent Strzok, impeachment.
Sir,
that
exactly,
was in all of
so,
your
sir,
regular order. It's
sir,
now a minute and a half over. Does it, Mr.
Sir,
Chairman,
if we
you
may, that one
on
word,
and on and on.
Democrats keep trying to interrupt it because they know they're going to make a point.
Word of impeachment. And add four big words of no big there. And the reality is, you know full well I said both. And you know why I said both. Why I did that and what I'm telling you under oath is that I did not know what existed. I had prejudged nothing. That was all to be determined.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a logical way for investigators, attorneys, and
starting
everybody else to approach
an investigation. With the political death penalty and impeachment is not the logical way a neutral, dispassionate...
You know, point of order.
Mr. Chairman, we're demanding equal time for every member of the committee.
Is recognized.
Point of order.
And if you can't control yourself, how do you expect this committee to control itself? You've been out of control since you've been on this committee. Why don't you leave it alone? This is not Benghazi.
Oh, shut up.
The general lady from New Jersey is recognized.
You're recognized, Congresswoman. You're recognized.
Well, hallelujah. First of all, Mr. Strozak, I want to thank you for your service.
Mr. Strozak?
Secondly, Mr. Strozak, I think you made a big mistake
Strozak?
By putting those
she doesn't even know
text
his
messages
name.
On your
All
pers-
right, let's
on your
get
business.
Rid of the gentlewoman from New Jersey. Jeez. I'm telling you, this is rich. This is rich. But the sad truth is that when all this is said and done, nobody's going to jail. What's Peter Strzok going to be charged with? Conducting a bogus investigation from biased investigators? Is that a crime? Probably should be. But to the best of my knowledge, it's not. What's going to happen? He's going to get fired? He was an important guy. You heard him. I was the deputy director for counterintelligence investigating incidents all over the globe when I wasn't having an extramarital affair with somebody I worked with, and then it was found out, and then I got shipped off to the Human Resources Division of the FBI, which is another question entirely. How can you have an extramarital affair with a coworker and you're sent to Human Resources? I would like to see a copy of the FBI guidelines, their employee manual, and see if it says it's perfectly okay to have an extramarital affair with a coworker at the DOJ and still be employed. And not only that, be sent to HR. How is he going to advise somebody who is sent to HR from some other division of the FBI because they're having an extramarital affair? What's his counseling going to be? Well, look, you know, just to make sure your husband or wife, whatever, doesn't find out about it. Truly incredible. Bob, correct me if I'm wrong, but wouldn't private correspondence, in this case the text messages that matched actual actions taken, be ipso facto evidence of intent of wrongdoing? I love the call from Rick, the attorney, before the news at the top of the hour. He said, look, the evidence of bias is not what they did, it's what they didn't do. And then he recounted the litany of all of the things that were not done in the Hillary Clinton investigation. They allowed people that were actually under investigation to be given waivers of immunity. They allowed the Clinton campaign to destroy computers, to use bleach bit on them, destroy hard drives, to destroy telephones. They allowed Hillary to be questioned in an unrecorded interview, not under oath, that Comey didn't even bother to attend. I mean, the list goes on and on. Bobby, I don't know if Schmuck Stroke is going to get away with it this time, Bobby. His arrogance might just bury more people than himself. Bob, what was a representative from Maryland bringing up Steve Bannon into the mix? That was just to muddy the waters, saying they should subpoena Bannon. And it's a reference to Lisa Page having been subpoenaed and not showing up yesterday. Because Steve Bannon apparently was subpoenaed at one point and he didn't show up. Bob, a colonoscopy with no anesthesia might be a good punishment for Strzok. And Page, now that I think of it. 4:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. We will go to the phones when we come right back. Annie's ready to go in the news center here on a hot and heavy Thursday edition of the Bobby Mack Show. And, you know, the truly sad thing, welcome back, 4:38. The truly sad thing is that tonight, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page are going to be celebrated at Georgetown Circuit cocktail parties. They'll have flattering profile pieces in the Washington Post about what great patriots, how they're standing up for the integrity of the FBI, which they themselves have denigrated. Now, it's getting interesting. They're back for round two in the afternoon hearings, and now Mr. Strzok was being questioned about whether or not he was cleared to view some classified material, because it turns out in January of 2016, he found himself what is termed out of scope. That is, in other words, he had not been flattered. He had not undergone a polygraph exam within a certain specified period of time, and as a result, his clearance was in question. Now, as the counterintelligence assistant director of counterintelligence, he had a top secret clearance with what is known as some SCI clearances. Individual investigations or individual things that are being looked at, whether it's by Langley or NSA or by the FBI, have a level above top secret clearance. That is what's referred to as SCI. That is secure classified information. Okay? And it's as if you open a file cabinet drawer and each one of these investigations was a separate file. Some of them you are cleared to look at, others you are not. Well, now it turns out that Mr. Strzok did not have the proper clearance to see some of these SCI documents. Strzok just testified he was unaware that being out of scope with the polygraph meant that he could not have access to these top secret classified documents, which he did. So, in other words, he was looking at stuff he had no clearance to see. Oh, boy. To the phones we go. Governor Jimmy is along. He's in Easley. Thanks for waiting, Jimmy. Good to have you here.
That's good. And we'll both agree I ain't no attorney, right?
Okay. We will stipulate for the record, Jimmy, that you are not a practitioner of law.
All right. I listened to Rick a while ago. What he said didn't make sense. Number one, they committed a fraud. They manufactured evidence. We already know it for a fact. That's not in question. They manufactured evidence to have this thing to start to begin with, the Trump-Russia investigation.
That's right. True. That's right. If you're talking about Hillary's campaign paying this group that rounds up nasty information about other candidates, yes, they did. It was a trumped-up business that they took to the FISA court. That was based on non-factual information. You are correct.
All right, now that's fraud.
Yes.
In anybody's book. I'm not the smartest person in the world. This orange didn't fall off a tree yesterday. And the next thing is lying to Congress. Well, he's lied to Congress already because he says one thing in a few minutes. He says he goes at it a different way. That means he's lying one way or he's lying the other way. And the other thing is I don't know how what you could charge him with, but for one thing, he actually, when you make an accusation against a candidate for president or a president, that's against the law right there. In other words, when he said, we'll stop him from being president, that's a threat.
Well,
if you listen to the way he says it, it's a threat.
Yeah, and I think most people would take it that way. Look, does it show his intent? He says it doesn't show any bias at all, that he was perfectly capable of performing his professional duties without any prejudice, despite the fact that he's sending text messages to his lover saying F Trump. And when she says Trump's not going to get elected, he says, no, we'll stop him.
Now, here's the thing that it come down to, and I'm very serious about it. It's, number one, they probably spent $1 billion on a stupid investigation. They knew they were fishing, trying to make something, and it's actually ruining people's lives, saying, you've got to plead guilty of this, or we're going to get your family.
Right.
And that's pretty much...
Well, look at the general who was forced to give up being a national security advisor and had to sell his home in Alexandria to pay his $300,000 legal fees.
That, and now, I don't know how we can get past at least firing a large number of FBIs. We can't trust them no more.
Yeah, clear out the top floor.
Let's
start there.
Republican,
right.
Whether you are a Democrat or Republican makes no difference. We have seen so much fraud in this with Hillary, and you don't have to be a Hillary hater, but there's fraud in this thing, and they actually tried to take down a president with fraud.
Yes.
Now, there's got to be crimes in there. Number one, they will have to clean out the FBI because from now we can't believe in a police force. We can't trust.
No kidding. That's exactly what I meant. Thank you. Thank you, Jimmy. That's exactly what I meant when I said when the people who are charged with enforcing the laws are themselves breaking them, we got big trouble. Ed is next, and he's in Spartanburg. Hi, Ed. Thank you for waiting. Good to have you here.
Hey, Bobby. Appreciate you being there.
Thank you, sir.
I have two basic questions. One, when these people being interviewed and questioned leave this committee, are they automatically dismissed or can they be recalled?
No, they can be recalled.
They can.
Yes.
Golly.
Yes. If there are continuing questions that they want answered, they can recall them to testify again. They may. They may do that.
If there's additional information that they have discovered, they can recall the individual connected to that information.
That is my understanding.
Okay. Second question, do you think it would be beyond the scope to actually let certain people kind of slide until the elections that are going on nationwide are over and then they feel surrounded by Republicans?
That's an interesting thought. The committee structure is always going to be, though, a majority and minority construct, even if
right.
the Republicans manage to win more seats in the House and Senate.
Right, but it would be much stronger, kind of like Custard's last stand.
Well, as the general said, what's the matter with those Indians? They were fine at the dance last night.
Bob, thanks for everything you do, and thanks for Ms. Moneypenny.
Thank you, Ed. Appreciate it. And Moneypenny says thanks much. She appreciates it as well. 4:45 here on the Bobby Mack Show. I go to the phones directly when I come right back. Yeah, love this text message. Bob, you are one-sided. Yeah, you're right. I am one-sided. I'm on the side of getting to the truth. 5:10, to the phones we go. John is next up. He is in Greer. Hello, John, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby, how you doing?
So far, so good.
I understand. I've got a statement, and then I'm going to ask you a question.
All right, sir. Go right ahead.
Why can't we tell Trey Gowdy instead of using the S word, we use excrement?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what California in front of some of their stores are talking about, removing the excrement in plastic bags out of the front of their stores so that people could go in.
Yeah, like San Francisco. Right.
Exactly. The other thing is, I was looking up last night. Where you can arrest citizens' arrest.
Yeah, citizens' arrest.
And these different committees, from what I understand, do not have the ability to actually issue an arrest warrant. Okay. So I, as a citizen, in 50 states, they actually have laws that allow citizens' arrest. In Washington, D.C., it's not actually one of the things that you actually break a law, but if you incite somebody to do something that they don't normally do, then a citizen's arrest would be warranted. Now, you can't hurt them, you can't beat them,
right.
You can't rubber hose them, but if you can hold them until the police get there, then that is a legal arrest. Now, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But how about if a whole bunch of us go up to Washington and just catch them as they're coming out the door?
What are you going to charge them with being biased against a presidential candidate?
Just not looking good to me.
I wish that were an official legal charge, but I'm afraid at this point it's not, John.
But the thing is, you were talking about who was it that looked like a horse?
Lisa Page.
Lisa Page.
Yeah.
Well, they've been saying that Camilla looks like the horse's back end for years, haven't they?
Well, yeah, but those are the Brits, and they're more diplomatic, as you know.
I understand. Well, listen, I just wanted to add that in. So
I appreciate
you have
it.
Have a great afternoon.
Thank you, John. I hope you do as well. James is next, and he is in my stomping grounds of Taylor's. Hi, James, and welcome to the Thursday edition.
Thanks, Bobby. Good to be here.
Thank you, sir.
I'm a pretty calm guy. I mean, when it's all said and done, I'm a very calm and laid-back guy. But today during lunch when I was listening to the hearings today led by Gowdy, I was enraged at the arrogance and the obvious corruption, the obvious bias with this so-called special agent that was on the stand today. And he's just the very tip of the iceberg. Anybody out there who still doubts the fact that our government is contaminated, practically from top to bottom in every aspect of our federal government, FBI, CIA, the executive branch, judicial branch, you name it, we have so much corruption that has been building and just festering for years and years and years. 80% of the people who live and work on Capitol Hill need to be flushed and we start up.
Yeah, I would agree. And the evidence, I think, is there for anybody who cares to look. Lois Lerner at the Internal Revenue Service going after conservative groups. The Environmental Protection Agency wanting to take the Clean Water Act to be able to use that to regulate a puddle in somebody's backyard. The examples extend over the horizon.
Well, and you look at, it sent shockwaves when Donald Trump won the presidency. He was a major outsider. Just look at, if you still doubt that the government's corrupt, then look who lined up with one another trying to stop him.
Right.
From day one,
right.
It's one thing after another. From both sides of the aisle, people are trying to stop him, get him impeached, and find dirt on him. He shocked the system so badly, they went in, they had no choice but to go start doing all this. And that is the most obvious sign of a massive corruption, in my opinion. There's no further evidence needed.
Well, and a collective and a collective delusion on the part of the left. They are suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. Here we are, 530 some days since President Trump has taken office, and they are still unable to come to terms with the fact that Donald Trump is the 45th president of the United States. It's unacceptable to them.
Exactly. But now, in this FBI situation, the attorney general and or the inspector general, can they not play a more active public role in policing the FBI, getting rid of all this, the bias and the corruption? Can they not be doing something either privately or publicly to help clean things up?
That's a great question. The inspector general is tasked with reviewing the activities that have gone on within that agency, but I don't believe he has any power to remove anybody. He can suggest, since he is the IG of the Department of Justice, he can suggest to the Attorney General, this individual should no longer be here, and that's what happened with McCabe, and that's also what happened with Comey. But I would agree with you that the list needs to be extended much further down the line.
Something's got to be done because we can't, our government, our society is going to collapse. If this corruption is already so rampant now, it may be beyond salvation. But, there's got to be a handful of people with good intentions, a good heart, clear thinkers who understand common sense, people in power to do something about it and go apply what they know and build momentum and get a movement started. There's got to be a few people somewhere they can do that.
I would agree. And fortunately
so
for us,
how do we organize them?
Fortunately for us, James, one of them is the president of the United States. Thank you for the call. Hour number three, the 5 o'clock Follies is on the way next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.